We constantly hear in the climate change debates that if all the nations of the world, particularly the industrialized world, begin immediately to work in concert, the most dire and cataclysmic effects of climate change can still be avoided. But even if this were true, and we've been hearing this refrain for decades, and we somehow managed to pull back from the brink of total devastation, some adverse climate change effects are already beyond remedy. Drought, torrential rains, floods, violent storms, rising oceans, heat waves, and other climatic disruptions are already locked and loaded. In such a scenario, huge climate-driven migrations of peoples are sure to arise as areas of the planet become unfit for human habitation. What are the chances that such a massive movement of peoples can be managed peacefully? Today, I am sharing an article entitled, Climate Change is Increasing Regional Conflict and Creating Millions of Refugees Across the Globe, by Steve Trent for the online news page Alternet. From the imagery of climate change, Trent begins, you could be mistaken for thinking it is all about polar bears. Actually, climate change is all about all life on our planet, and a threat to humanity is great or greater than geopolitical conflict or terrorism. Rising temperatures and changing rainfall patterns will intensify competition for resources, food, and water. Rising sea levels and extreme weather events will displace even greater numbers of people. The Environmental Justice Foundation's last report, Beyond Borders, outlines the link between a changing climate, migration, and conflict, and how climate change can be seen as a threat multiplier. Displacement as a consequence of climate change is not something happening only far away or in a distant future. In February, former U.S. National Security Advisor Richard Clark said that climate change is the greatest single risk to California and to the entire United States, a warning that was followed by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, which hit the U.S. and a number of Caribbean islands with devastating impacts, causing flooding, destruction, and forcing people to leave their homes. At the same time, in the U.S., dry conditions and extreme heat have led to a proliferating number of intense wildfires, causing massive damage to infrastructure, land, and loss of human life. These events are all increasing in frequency and are magnified as a result of climate change, and they give us a glimpse into a future we all face. The strength and frequency of hurricanes and storms, drought, and wildfires will increase dramatically. Since 2008, weather-related hazards, which are magnifying and multiplying as a result of climate change, displace more than 59,600 people every day, or 41 people every minute. Millions more were forced to leave their homes due to prolonged droughts and their devastating impacts. In Bangladesh, 1 meter of sea level rise would equate to a loss of 17 to 20% of territory. The government estimates that would create around 25 million climate refugees, while other experts suggest near 35 million. Bangladesh does not have the capacity to absorb such mass displacement. Most poorer countries do not. So refugees will be forced into neighboring countries, and as the basic necessities of life become precious commodities, the risk of conflict will surge. Well, senior military figures in Bangladesh have pointed urgently to these threats, making clear that peace is at risk not just in their country but across South Asia and the rest of the world. Senior military figures from Britain to the United States have raised a similar alarm, identifying climate change and the accompanying threats to our national and global security as a cause for urgent action. They are warning world leaders of the need to cut our addiction to carbon today. Mass displacement caused by climate change can also ignite or exacerbate conflict. While no serious observer would claim that climate change caused the conflict in Syria, it is clear that it magnified and multiplied many of the stresses that led into the explosion of violence. Not least important was that over 1 million people were on the move from drought-stricken regions before a single gunshot was fired. The prolonged drought in Syria, coupled with devastating climate events, wildfires, droughts and storms in major grain-producing areas that reduced 2010 to 2010-11 harvests and doubled the global price of wheat in 6 months, left people hungry, poor, and on the move. Al-Assad's failure to respond to the needs of Syria's desperate people was one spark to the outbreak of the bloody conflict. Climate change is increasingly viewed as a threat multiplier, driving the likelihood of violent conflict arising from pre-existing and complex interactions between political, economic, religious, ethnic, or other cultural forces. The challenge facing us is complex. In a rapidly changing world, climate change and its potential to trigger both mass migration and violent conflict need to be considered as urgent priorities for policymakers and business leaders. And we must consider that those who are least to blame for climate change are those who are all too often affected first and worst. The world's least developed countries produce only a fraction of global greenhouse gas emissions and have had far fewer of the benefits reaped by the developed world from their carbon-based economies. Yet they are the most vulnerable and the least able to respond effectively to the impacts of climate change. We need a development of a new legally binding agreement to protect climate refugees. This instrument will give definition and status to climate refugees, to define rights and obligations, and to coordinate and combine our actions so that they are effective. We cannot hope to deal with the wave of suffering and the disruption as single nations. It will not work. We are all better served, better prepared, and better protected if we act together. For climate refugees, tomorrow will be too late. That was an article entitled Climate Change is Increasing Regional Conflict and Creating Millions of Refugees Across the Globe by Steve Trent for the online news page Aldernet. Steve Trent is the co-founder and executive director of the Environmental Justice Foundation.